are here at the 2018 ACUC in Boston, Massachusetts. Look who I ran into, Amy Robertson from CUNA Mutual Group. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. How's the conference going for you so far?
It's going well. I think, you know, there's great turnout, and it's been, I got to listen to some cybersecurity stuff. I learned and saw the dark web, which was exciting.
Very sinister.
I don't do that on my own very often.
Yeah, the dark web's that's a whole other place. I don't know if you want to go there. So
not if you want to keep your computer working.
Yeah, exactly. Very scary stuff. Hey, well, we're going to talk about something really cool here.
Oh, listen. Okay. Yeah.
Make your way to the breakout session. All right, let's go.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. All right. We digress. That little interruption there. So, hey, again, we're here with Amy Robertson from CUNA Mutual Group, and you're speaking on, you just told me you're speaking on Sunday. You're kind of wrapping up the show here.
Yeah.
And the topic is Know Your Data, Know Your Member, Growing Loans in a Digital World. So can you give me a quick overview on this topic, on this title?
You know, the premise of what I'm looking to help people with, or hope to get also some conversation around, is that credit unions have a lot of data, and they also have a lot of knowledge about their member base. And it's about being able to take your data and what you know about your member and merge those so that you can use your data more effectively. I think one of the things that gets lost in a lot of conversations about big data is that one of the advantages that credit unions have that big banks don't is that they have those relationships with members, so they have qualitative information that they can use to link to the data they have so that it's more valuable. Like they can take more meaning from knowing that somebody goes to, say, a loan saving calculator of some sorts. They can know their member better because they've talked to them to say, oh, if you go to one of these calculators three or four times, you're probably looking at refinancing some sort of loan or getting a new loan, and so maybe I should just take some log information from my website, and if somebody goes more than twice in a week, I should shoot them an email.
Yeah, exactly.
And so it's about trying to use some techniques that we've learned over the years from both big data and from qualitative research and say, how can we use this to find points of data that you already have and use that to better engage your members? Whether it's, for me, I work in loan growth, so I use a lot of that data to figure out who's going to get a loan, who's in the market for a loan. But you can use it for any number of products. It's really about understanding the person and using that understanding to gain better understanding of your data and leverage it better.
Yeah, sometimes just connecting the dots, it sounds like, basically.
Yeah.
So what are a couple of takeaways? I don't want to steal your thunder from your presentation, but can you give us a couple of nuggets, a couple of takeaways that your audience will expect?
A couple of different areas. I'm pretty passionate about personas and using data to help you better understand your personas. So persona is really just about saying, what are the segments of people that we have? And the reason I'm particularly interested in that is that as I've spent a decade in marketing, things have changed a lot around how you develop personas. It used to be that you'd say like, oh, I got some data that tells me that this person got married or had a child, and therefore I can sort of put them in this class, or they're a millennial, or they're a baby boomer. And we're finding that those aren't as effective anymore. People aren't following those life stage processes the way they used to. They're getting married a lot later, they're buying houses before they're having kids, they're buying houses after they have many kids, they're retiring several times, and so persona development is really about saying, let's look at the data as a whole, compare that to what we know about people, and group people based upon their behaviors.
Okay.
And so that's one technique we're going to talk
about. That makes more sense.
Yeah. I'm going to talk a little bit about a framework I really love, which is the Jobs to be Done framework. Mm-hmm. Which is Clayton Christensen. You might have heard of him. He did a lot with disruptive innovation. That was his shtick. Actually, he's based out of Boston here.
Right here at Harvard University.
And he created this concept called the Jobs to be Done framework, which says, look at the product that you have or the service that you have and ask yourself, what job is it performing for people?
Yeah.
And then use that to back into how you know it. So I'm going to talk a bit about milkshakes when I talk about this, because that's where
milkshakes.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of the research stems from McDonald's milkshake.
I remember.
Yeah. What job is that milkshake doing for you? Mm-hmm. And what they learned is in the morning, it performs a different job than it does in the afternoon. And so McDonald's could use that to say, in the morning, I'm going to trigger a different marketing message, or I'm going to make my milkshakes thicker or something like that, because they knew that the job it was performing was different. It was trying to distract you from your commute. So Jobs to be Done is another framework we're going to talk a little bit about, because it's another way that you can isolate pieces of data you might already have that tie to things that you know about how your members behave.
Gotcha. Oh my gosh, it's super! Oh my gosh, you're gonna have a packed house, a packed house. So why is this stuff so important right now for credit unions? Let's connect the dots to the credit unions. Why is it important for them right now?
Well, I think again, I think we're in a unique position right now in that big data is coming up, which affords you the ability to use data much more extensively. But again, where banks and other financial institutes are behind the curve is that they didn't know their members, they didn't know their people. They just really have to use the big data. It's the only way for them to know someone. So right now we have a unique opportunity for credit unions to use their brand building, their great loyal relationships, combined with data to really power them past other financial institutes to engage people in ways that those financial institutes can't. I want to take the things that are great about credit unions, as well as kind of the tools and techniques that other big companies have used for a long time, and combine those and really get the right people into credit unions getting the best financial advice and the best financial products they can.
Isn't it amazing how far we've come with data? I mean, like 10 years ago, data was, or just data analytics was being talked about in the server room, basically. But now it runs throughout the enterprise. I mean, everybody's affected by it. So, and you're proof in the pudding that that it's working, you know?
It's working pretty well. And I think the thing I always want to caution people and remind people of is that the data is amazing, but at the end of the day, the data is helping you understand humans. And humans are still humans. So as long as you're still thinking person first and what's the need that I'm fulfilling and who's this person, the data can be extremely powerful. But if you let the data guide you too fast, it can pull you like a riptide under. And that's where I think credit unions, again, have that advantage. They know the person that they want to work with. Yeah. And that helps them be able to leverage that data much more powerfully than big institutes that just want to use the data to make a more efficient marketing plan.
I see a white paper on the horizon on this topic, so I can see that coming from you guys. Anything else here, Amy, to wrap up? Anything on this topic? Anything you want to add to wrap it up?
I think so. I really appreciate the conversation with you. I'm looking forward to seeing a bit more. I've got some risk management trends right in front of me here I'm looking to learn about. I think it'll be a great time here. And thanks for your interview.
Anytime. Keep up the good work as well. Get on over there to Risk-Based Lending, all right?
Cool. See you later.
Thanks, Amy.